It almost said morning, but we're not morning. Evening. How's everybody doing? Good. Amen. Thank you. It's hot. Not sure if any of y'all's been outside, but don't go out there. Amen. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 11, please. We'll start about verse 24. You can pull it up in the King James. It's fine. Verse 24 says, "Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, amen, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." Amen. Turn over to Acts 26, about verse 2, please. This is the same guy. Amen. What's the first sentence say? Amen. Everybody else want to see that? Everybody else, can you see that? Yes. What's the first sentence say? I think myself happy. Amen. I think myself happy. Amen. I think myself happy. Amen. I think myself happy. And we just seen everything that he went through. Amen. But yet he's able to think himself happy. Has any of y'all had any of that happen to you, what we just read? So if he's able to go through all that and still able to think himself happy, the little things that we have to deal with, you think we can?
Amen.
Amen. The correct answer to that would be yes. Absolutely. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to pray. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's not a weakness, it's a strength. It's an endowment of strength. It's to help us move forward. Even though the things of life, the cares of life might slap us down, we're able to stand back up and laugh in the face of it. Hallelujah, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Either the word of God is so or it's not, but I've come to find out it's so. Amen. And so we thank you, Father God, for your word this evening. I thank you we will be doers of the word and not hearers only. And we will, Father God, do what the word of God says. We will think ourselves happy. We will think ourselves happy. Holy Ghost, sir, I ask you to unveil and reveal truth to us from the word this evening. And I thank you, Father God, not what I would have to say, but what you would have for this congregation and also for myself, Father God. And we give you all the praise, all the honor and the glory for it in advance, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to 2 Corinthians. About 6. Amen. Second Corinthians 6, about verse 9. We can do it in the Passion. We are unknown nobodies whom everyone knows. We are frequently at death's door, yet here we are, still alive. We have been severely punished, yet not what?
Executed.
Next verse, please. We may what?
Suffer.
We may suffer, yet.
Come on.
Yet.
Amen.
Yet. Yes. In every season, we are always found what?
Rejoicing.
It's the last time you rejoiced. When's the last time you laughed? Well, you don't understand what I'm going through. I might not. But you don't understand what I am having to deal with either.
Amen.
And I still have to act on the Word of God.
Amen.
Just like everybody else has to act on the Word of God. So Amen. When was the last time I laughed? When was the last time I rejoiced?
Amen.
Amen.
It's questions we have to ask ourselves, because we may suffer. The cares of life are going to slap you sometimes. They just are. Well, I'm not going to confess it. You don't have to confess it. It's going to happen regardless. Number one, Satan wants to kill you. He's come. What has Satan come to do? Just because you got saved doesn't mean he's going to leave you alone. But just because he's come to steal, kill, and destroy does not mean I have to be a partaker of any of it. Because we may suffer, yet in every season, we are always what?
Found?
We're always found. Or are we always like this? Or are we always found rejoicing? Hallelujah. Amen. We are always found what? Will you go get Stephanie and bring the youth in here, please? Amen. We are always what?
Rejoicing.
When was the last time you rejoiced? When's the last time you laughed?
Amen.
Well, I can't. I'm hurting. It's a great time to laugh.
Amen.
Amen. We may suffer, yet in every season, we are always found what? In every season. Every season of life. In every season of life, we are always found rejoicing. We may be poor, yet we bestow great riches on many. We seem to have nothing, yet in reality, what?
We possess all things.
Yet in reality, we possess what?
All things.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we may suffer, yet in every season, we are always found. All right, amen. You can sit up here, Miss Stephanie, please, on the front row. Yet we may suffer, yet in every season, we're what? We may suffer, yet in every season, we are always found.
Rejoicing.
Look. We're going to have to stay on it until we get it. That's just the thing. All right? Because I know there's things been going on. Things been going on in our lives. But if the Bible says in every season we're able to rejoice, then we're able to rejoice. We may suffer, yet in every season, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's happening, we're always found what?
Rejoicing.
How? What does rejoicing look like?
Amen.
I'm not going to laugh. We're at church. That's a great time to laugh.
Amen.
Well, I don't know how to laugh. Well, all you got to do, just start out, go ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Well, the doctor said this, this, and it's uncurable. Have you ever been able to laugh in its face? Well, I fell down and broke this and this. Well, have you laughed in that pain's face? Well, you're crazy. No, I ain't, but I just act on what the Word of God says, and then I start seeing results in my life. But if I continually look at the seasons in my life and I complain, and God, why this again? God, why is this broke? But if I can just stand up and say, ha ha, I'm not defeated. It might look broke, but glory be to God, I have a supply. I know the greater one lives on the inside of me. I understand that. And if I don't understand that, then I'll look at everything and start complaining, saying God's not big enough to get me through whatever's going on in my life. Thinking that He's done it, which Satan's just wanting to see the reaction of your face. Because as soon as you hit a wall and go, why again, God? He goes, I got him. Now I can just continually snowball it. But if He hits us with something, we go, ha ha. Ha ha. And you might start off just like that. Ha ha ha. And be mad about it doing it. Ha ha ha. But you'll do it long enough and hit a gusher. Amen. We may suffer, yet in every season we are always found complaining. Yet in every season we're always found what? When's the last time you laughed? I was watching a video the other day, and there was this woman, I don't know what she was doing, but she just goes, repeat after me. And she went, ha, and then people went, ha. She went, ha, ha, everybody went, ha, ha. And she just kept doing that, putting one more on it, until everybody is just laughing. Amen. Laughing, just going, just she said, just repeat after me, ha, 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 ha. Ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha. You're amen, amen. I don't feel like laughing. Good, amen. That's a great time to laugh then. Amen. When's the last time you laughed? When is the last time you really laughed? Where you could you just fell out laughing. When's the last time? Why allow the depression and everything to dictate our life and make us wake up hating life every day? Why not allow the joy of the Lord, which is on the inside of us, to just spread abroad and just... People will be like, what is that? I want it. But if I walk around looking like this, everybody's going, well, they're probably going through what I'm going through. They don't have an answer. Why talk to them? Their God can't do nothing. I might as well go to Buddha or somebody else. But if we know who God is, understand that the joy of the Lord is my strength. It is my strength, not a weakness. It's a strength. That means I'm able to look at stuff and laugh. Look at the problems trying to show up in my life and laugh. And laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. And just continually do it. Continually do it. Yes, ma'am. That's why I wanted you out here. Because I know you yield to it. Because, see, that's what it's about. Because, see, she just sat there and started going, ha, ha, ha. But she does it until she just hits a gusher. She doesn't stop just because she goes, because your mind starts playing with you. It goes, well, look at you. Don't you sound real dumb right now? Look, you're just going, ha, ha, ha. Nothing's happening. Look at you. You're real cute, ain't you? And if we allow our mind to stop us and shut our mouth, then how are we going to hit the gusher? How will we hit that gusher? Because number one, God will not make you laugh. Amen. You have to yield to it just like we yield to anger, to depression, to complaining, to griping. Just like we yield to all that, we have to yield to joy. Turn over to Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 12. Almost threw that on the ground. The Passion again, please. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let this hope do what? within you. Releasing a what?
Continual joy.
Hallelujah. Continual joy. Yeah, glory. Amen. Amen. Releasing a continual joy. That means whenever your car breaks down, a continual joy. That means when the doctor says you have this, or when they say they're about to foreclose, or when whatever goes on, it's a continual joy. It's a continual joy. Because in that continual joy, you don't give up in a time of what? In a time of what? In a time of what? See, because when you're yielding to joy, you won't give up in a time of trouble.
Come on now, that's right.
You won't give up in a time of trouble. Because the joy of the Lord is your what? But commune with God at all times. But commune with God at all times. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing, hallelujah, a continual joy. Amen. A continual joy. Amen. Amen. Next verse, please. Where are we at? Take a constant interest in the needs of God's beloved people and respond by helping them. And, yeah, welcome people as guests into your home. next, please. Speak blessings, not cursing, over those who reject and
persecute.
You want to know why you're able to do that? Because you're continually in joy, continually releasing joy. But when you start allowing what people are saying about you to get you mad, now you're not speaking blessing over them, but you're cursing them. I don't know why these people would talk like that. I don't know why they would say that about me and my family.
Amen.
But then once you're in joy, things like that no longer affect you.
Amen.
Things like that will no longer affect you.
Amen.
They won't, because you're in joy.
Amen.
But if we allow joy to leak out of us, because Satan will come at you with a lot of things. It's not just one thing. He'll just sit there and try to poke holes in you so that joy just will run out. Because if I'm not yielding to it, it's running. But if I continually yield to joy, I'm continually building that up on the inside of me. And so now it's easier to yield to it. Amen. Next, please. Celebrate with those who celebrate and weep with those who grieve. Live happily together in a spirit of harmony. See, people with joy can do that. People with joy can do that. People with joy can live in harmony with everybody. People with joy can still be friends even though they don't believe the same thing. They won't argue and fight and try to tell them how they're wrong because they're believing how they believe. People in joy can get along with everybody. People with joy can just go through life and things like that will not faze them any longer. Any longer. The cares of life will no longer faze people that are continually in joy. That are continually in joy. The cares of life will stop affecting them like it used to. And be as mindful of others' worth as you are of your own. Amen. Don't live with a lofty mindset thinking you are too important to serve others. But be willing to do a menial task and identify with those who are humble minded. Don't be smug or even think for a moment that you know it all. Amen. Next. Yep, thank you. Never hold a grudge. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When everything seems like it's falling apart, that's a great time to laugh. It's a great time to laugh. It's a great time to laugh. Hallelujah. Because if you don't, you'll allow depression and anxiety to run you. But if you're able to look at it and laugh, just letting Satan know, you ain't affecting my joy. You ain't affecting me and you ain't affecting my joy. I'm going to continually keep my joy through this whole process. You throw your best shot, it's fine. Greater one lives on the inside of me. I got joy on me constantly. I got the joy of the Lord in my life constantly, and I can yield to it at any moment in my life.
Amen.
Never, amen, hallelujah, never hold a what? Or try to what? See, people in joy don't hold grudges. People in joy don't hold grudges against somebody else. People in joy go, you know what? They might, number one, they might not even realize what they did. That's even right. If they did, that's fine. God, I just ask you to bless them. Amen. Now I forgive them. I ain't holding that against them. There was times in my life when I've been ignorant.
Amen.
Amen. There was times I was ignorant. So thank God I'm not ignorant anymore, right? Amen. And even if I do act ignorant sometimes, you know, we ask for mercy also, right? So if we want mercy, what should we do? Extend mercy. Be merciful. Amen. Am I on? Can y'all hear me? Did I break it? We're good. Almost broke it for a minute. Thank you. Never hold a grudge or try to get even, but plan your life around the what? Amen. Hallelujah. But plan your life. Plan your life. Plan your life. Hallelujah. Around the noblest way to benefit others. Plan your life around the noblest way to what? To benefit them? To help them? To help them get further in life?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Next, please. Do your best to live as everybody's what?
Friend.
Amen. Next. Beloved, don't be obsessed with taking revenge, but leave that to God's righteous justice. For the scripture says, vengeance is mine and I will repay, says the Lord.
Amen.
And if your enemy is hungry, buy him what?
Lunch.
Hallelujah. Amen. And if your enemy is hungry, buy him lunch. Win him over with what?
Kindness.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of times that's easier said than done.
Yes. Amen.
But when you continually yield to joy, it's the easiest thing you've ever done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I say when you continually yield to joy, it's the easiest thing you've ever done.
Amen.
For with kind. Win him over with kindness. For your surpassing generosity will awaken his what? And God will what?
Reward you with favor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Never let evil what?
Defeat you.
Very interesting. He didn't write Satan. He didn't write demons. He said evil defeat you. Evil defeat you. What's evil? Yeah, you guess what I heard about this other church over there? Guess what I heard about these people? Look at this moron driving. Look at this moron driving right here. What does he think he's doing? Very interesting that he said evil will defeat you. But what will defeat evil?
Good.
And joy. Joy will defeat evil. Because when you're in joy, you're not getting angry. You're not gossiping. Because joy, have you ever laughed just constantly? Have you thought bad about anybody while you was laughing? Have you been depressed while you were laughing? Have you thought the worst about somebody or a situation or had anxiety while you was laughing? Very interesting that Satan wants to keep joy out of your life, because whenever joy is there, anxiety, worry, anger is not there any longer, because joy is what will fill you up. And so now there's no room for anything else. And so as long as Satan can keep you out of joy, he's able to bring other things along.
Amen.
When's the last time you really laughed? When's the last time you laughed? Or have you felt like you've been just kind of in a mug lately? In a slump. Just seems like things are going on kind of. Things like people are talking about you a little bit more nowadays. Amen. When's the last time you left? Well, you know, there's things going on in my life, my physical health, my finances. When's the last time you left? When's the last time you laughed? Amen. Hey, amen. Because I'm telling you, it's too easy to yield to anxiety. It is too easy to yield to worry. It's too easy to yield to anger.
Yes. Amen.
But you got to get your joy back.
Yes.
You have to get your joy back. And continue, just practice it.
Yes.
Look, I'll give you a little charge. Practice at least 5 or 10 minutes a day. 5 or 10 minutes, that's it. Amen. A day. Just sit there and go, ha, 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 ha. For 5 or 10 minutes a day. Amen. And then let's talk about it Sunday.
Amen.
Let's see what it's like Sunday then.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yes. Because if we continually yield to joy, that's going to be the first thing in the forefront of our mind. And so worry and anxiety and depression will no longer be a part of life.
Right. Yes.
No longer. Amen. Anger, no longer a part of life.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Worrying about bills, worrying about rent, worrying about things getting shut off will no longer be a part of life.
Amen.
Amen. Sickness, disease, no longer a part of life. Because the joy of the Lord is what?
Our strength.
And if it's our strength, why wouldn't I yield myself to a strength?
Amen.
Yield myself to a strength.
Yes. Amen.
Well, I'm just tired. I'm just this all the time. Yield to strength.
Yes.
Yield to strength.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Yield to strength.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Where was we at?
Romans 12.
Amen. Well, it's hallelujah. It's 8 o'clock. I don't know how we got there that fast because we only got two.
Laughing.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Never let evil defeat you, but defeat evil with good. Amen. Let's read. Can we turn to another one?
Yes.
Thank you. Go to Philippians 4:4, please. We'll read it out of the Passion as well. Be cheerful with what?
Joyous
in what?
Every season of life.
In every what?
Season of life.
I like how you're singing it. Season.
Season.
Season. Every what?
Season of life.
Every what?
Season of life.
So if the scripture says I can be joyous in every season of my life, can I be joyous then?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Well, then I should be walking around a smile from ear to ear continually.
Amen.
Continually. Continually. Amen. In every season of life. Let joy what?
Overflow.
Amen. For you are united with who? Let joy what?
Overflow.
Yes, sir.
So is it overflowing if I'm just sitting around like this?
No.
Man, I don't know what we're going to do about this now.
Amen.
Golly, I mean, do you see this? This happened. Well, or, you know, you get a call. Hey, I think this is broke now. Hey, I think this stopped working. Hey, we got this due. Be cheerful, with joyous what? In every season of what? Regardless of a situation that you're facing. Regardless of a situation you're facing. Be what?
Joyous.
Be cheerful. Like we read at the beginning, we read everything that Paul went through, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Shipwrecked, snake bitten, robbed by everybody and their mama. Even some Christian people were going at him.
Amen.
But yet, over in Acts 26:2, he said, I think myself
happy. Amen.
I think myself happy.
Amen.
Even when I'm going through some test or some kind of trial, even though Satan's trying to throw up roadblock after roadblock after roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, I think myself happy. I can yield to joy at any moment of my life. Just like I can yield to anger at any moment of my life. Just like I can yield to anxiety at any moment of my life. Just like I can yield to questioning God at any moment of my life. Am I really called to this church, God? Is this really where I'm supposed to be? Just like I can yield to any of that, I can yield to joy.
Yeah.
I can yield to joy.
Yeah.
At any moment of my life, any moment of my life, I'm able to yield to joy. I can't yield the joy for you. Your wife, your spouse, your husband can't yield the joy for you. Guess who has to yield the joy? And if God says I'm able to yield to it, I'm able to yield to it. At any moment of my life, I'm able to go, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Amen. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. Amen. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. All right, y'all just repeat me. Ha.
Ha.
Ha, ha.
Ha,
ha, ha.
Ha,
ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Stephanie's like, you stop making me laugh. My face is hurting. Quit. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha. But you see how we continually did that, and then some people stopped because they got tired. They're like, well, it ain't happened yet. But if you just keep going, ha, 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 ha. Well, I sound crazy. Good. Good. Join the rest of us. Amen. Join the rest of us. But I will tell you this. I'd much rather sound crazy than to go through life like everybody else that doesn't know how to yield to joy. Like everybody else that doesn't have the victor living on the inside of them. I'd much rather go through life looking and sounding crazy than everybody else in the world. I'm telling you right now, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Be I look crazy or not, I could care less. I'm going to get through any situation that I'm facing with joy, laughing. With joy, laughing. Because the joy of the Lord is what? Is my strength. It is my strength. Say, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
It is my strength.
It is my strength.
Well, I'm just feeling weak. Well, thank God we got a good verse for you. Because the joy of the Lord is what? And when you're full of joy, all the craziness of the world will stop penetrating you. Will stop allowing things to come in and to affect you. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Either it is or it ain't. But according to the word of God, it is. It is my strength. So hallelujah. I could yield to it at any moment of my life.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are we at? Yes. Oh, verse 4. Let's go to verse 5. Let gentleness be seen in every relationship, for our Lord is ever near. Don't be pulled in different what? Or worried about. Thanks, Steve just came up with a song. Amen. Be saturated in what? May I say, be saturated in joy.
Yes.
Amen.
Throughout each day.
Amen.
Be saturated in joy. Because when you're saturated in joy, what does that look like? Y'all got those sponges? Y'all seen the sponge? Whenever you saturate a sponge, it'll take a lot of water at first, won't it? It'll sit there and soak up the water, won't a dry sponge? It can be all flat. You can dry it out and just be empty and crusty, right? But you start putting a little bit of water in it, what happens to it? What happens to it? It'll sit there and it'll soak up a lot of that. But then it gets to a point to where it just starts what? Releasing. It starts releasing it, the rest of it, right? Amen. Yeah. Amen. Oh, man. Amen. And some people might be like, I wish I could laugh. You can. Any moment you want to, you can laugh. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, a good exercise to figure out what saturated means is go buy a sponge. And go to your sink and then start pouring water on it and see what happens. Because it'll hit a point. Amen. Amen. Because see, I almost said only crazy people can laugh through trouble, but we're not crazy. Only people with joy can laugh through trouble in any situation that they're facing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Be saturated in joy. Offering joy every single day of your life. Overflowing with gratitude. Amen. Next, please. Hallelujah. Thank God's wonderful what?
Peace.
Peace. I just need peace in my life. Well, go ahead and yield to joy. Go ahead and yield to joy. Amen. God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding. Amen. Human understanding. How can you face that kind of trouble and it not affect you or faze you? See, that's transcends human understanding. That's God's peace. Amen. We'll make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Next, please.
Okay.
Amen. So keep your thoughts continually, what? On all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable. Admirable. we almost had it. We was that close. beautiful and what?
Perfect.
Amen. Pure and holy. Merciful and what? And fasten your thoughts on every... Alright, I'm done. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I needed this. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep your thoughts continually fixed on joy and all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable. Is that word again? Amen. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on, I'm going to put in there joy. Continually fixed on joy.
Amen.
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 On joy.
Yes.
Continually yield to joy.
Amen.
Continually yield to joy. Amen. We better let y'all go. Amen. Amen. Well, Father God, yeah, go ahead.
So today I was driving and a little song popped up in my head. And it goes, and you guys should catch the tune. I think we've all heard it before. But the words came out different. And it says, nobody gonna take my joy. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh, no, I got to keep on moving. Nobody gonna take my joy. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh, no, I got to keep on moving.
Amen. Amen. Nobody gonna take my joy. Amen. That's excellent. Amen. That's a catchy tune. You should be singing that every day. Nobody gonna take my joy. Nobody's gonna slow me down. Amen. Amen. Gotta keep on moving. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and we thank you for the joy that you gave us, Father God, that we're able to yield to continually. And I thank you, Father God, regardless of the situation, regardless if we're facing anything, we're still going to continue to yield to joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we thank you for it, Father God, in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said?
Amen.
Amen.